listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is our very important puzzler. Please welcome Mike Birbiglia.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you, Ophira.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Will, Julia, everybody.
So we know a lot about you because your shows and your material is autobiographical.
Sure, yeah.
So we get to learn about you and, you know, your one-man show that became a feature film and a book, Sleepwalk With Me. Yes.
Oh, thanks.
It's about a struggle with comedy and your girlfriend and with a sleeping disorder.
Sure, yeah.
And it climaxes with you crashing through a window.
Yeah, jumping through it.
I ran
through it.
Of a second floor of a...
Yeah, through the glass.
Of a La Quinta.
It's true. I always have to explain that
part. It's amazing, yeah.
People are always like, oh, so you kind of stepped out. No, I jumped through like the Hulk. And I always say that because that's how I described it at the emergency room. I was like, you know the Hulk? You know how he just kind of jumps through stuff? That's like me. It really is. And I'm alive. So things are working out great.
So... I'm just wondering, how did the hotel respond to that?
The hotel very recently did a very exciting thing, which is there's now a plaque on the door of the room.
No way.
I swear to God. In fairness, Ira Glass and I created the plaque. And sent them the plaque, and they didn't put it up for a long time. Like, they didn't put it up for, like, a year, I think, until the movie was on Netflix, and then they're like, oh, I guess it's a thing. But basically, the plaque says, you know, in this room, comedian Mike Birbiglia, like, in, you know, February 3rd, 2005, jumped through the window, and there's he made a show about it, and a book about it, and a movie about it. Google it. And now I get people tweeting at me photos of them in the room with the plaque. And it is, honestly, that is the proudest achievement in my life is that plaque.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
That's amazing. I wonder if people are like, hi, I'm checking in. Can I stay in the Mike Birbiglia room? Like, you know,
it's a suite.
It's a suite. I'm sorry.
Things were going pretty well.
So your current show, Thank God for Jokes, is about your relationship with comedy, yes?
Yeah. It's kind of about jokes and how... They can get you in trouble and how they can make you feel closer to people also. And so,
how do they get you in trouble?
Well, everyone has a sensitive subject. And so...
Button pushing, you mean.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And so ultimately, whenever you make a joke... One of the things that's odd about being a stand-up comedian, for example, and you probably run into this too, is you don't even want to tell people you're a comedian, like socially... Because it just makes things terrible.
It's terrible.
It really is stigmatizing because I was at a party last week. This guy goes, oh, yeah, you're a comedian. Then how come you're not funny now? And I wanted to just be like, well, I'm just going to take this conversation we're having and then repeat that to strangers. and then that's the joke. You're the joke later.
Is it true that you try new material on Ira Glass?
On this audience right now?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that. On Ira Glass?
Everything that I've done on This American Life has basically been from me going into Ira's office. And I was first on the show with Sleepwalk With Me. We became friends. And then, I don't know, a few times a year I'll go in and I'll pitch a story. And he'll be like, no. That's our process. And it's just because that's happening to everybody. A lot of that kind of stuff. And then he usually kind of asks for the story under the story. He's like, where were you when that happened? And what about that? And typically I'll be like, well, well, this thing happened, but there's no way I would talk about that on the radio because it's too personal, it's uncomfortable. And he was like, yeah, yeah, that's the story. Yeah, yeah, that's what it'll be, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Here we go. Okay, so Mike, we're going to subject you to your own Ask Me Another challenge a little later in the show. Right now, we're actually going to find a little bit more about you through a game, and we'll be talking to our next contestant on the phone. Hello, caller. This is Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Kathy Gertowski from Bristol, Connecticut.
Hello, Kathy Gertowski.
Hi.
Now, Kathy, you're a big Mike Birbiglia fan, I hear.
I am.
What, have you watched everything?
I think so, and I read the book, too.
Oh, nice. All right. And I believe you work in a sleep lab?
Well, for years I've worked in a hospital, and I've done all the typing for the sleep lab, and I work for the neurologist, too.
She did all that because she's a fan of mine?
Yeah. Kathy, this game is called Random Questions with Mike Birbiglia, and let's see if you can channel your inner Birbiglia and all the knowledge that you have of him from consuming all of his fantastic comedy. For example, we've asked Mike some questions, random questions like Facebook or Twitter, and you have to try to figure out what you think he answered. So in that case, Facebook or Twitter, Mike?
Oh, Twitter.
Twitter, right?
Okay.
Is that what you would have said?
No, but let's go.
All right. Well, that was just an example, so it's no problem.
Okay.
No penalty.
And Kathy, if you get enough questions right, you are going to win a special Ask Me Another prize.
Wonderful.
Okay. Before Mike was married, if he was on a first date that wasn't going well, at the end of the date, would he still go in for a kiss, or would he just do a little hug and or handshake?
I do think the hug and handshake.
Mm. Yeah, I think a hug and handshake. Yeah. that one's a gimme, I think. Because is anyone going on bad dates and then just like, yeah, let's just make out? That's how
I've done it.
Gonna go
I
down.
I do that. Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, sometimes you're just like, well, let's just get something out of this.
Who's like that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Ophira wrote a book called Screw Everyone.
Will, what's your answer to that?
I go for the hug handshake even if it goes well.
No hug or handshake.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a stern stare.
Yeah.
We asked Mike, is it okay to wear sweatpants to a restaurant?
I know he would want to, so he'd probably find a way.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Oh, Kathy, you read my mind.
Now, wait, is there like a grade of a restaurant that you think that's okay, or just any restaurant?
Oh, I think that the fancier, the better. with sweatpants, you really want to get in their face and make it clear that this is not a dress code society.
It's true. If you wear sweatpants to somewhere really fancy, it confuses them, right? Because they're like, oh, he's a crazy gazillionaire.
Yeah, that's my angle. Yeah. That's what I do at La Quinta Inn, at least. Yeah. I don't.
Which holiday does Mike like less? New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Kathy, I love you. No, she's right again. I hate Valentine's Day because it's just 100% fictional. Whereas New Year's Eve is just fictional as of about 10,000 years ago.
Valentine's Day. How does your wife feel about that?
Oh, she hates it too.
She hates Valentine's
Day? Yeah, we hate it. We don't celebrate our birthdays either.
What?
I swear, we don't believe in holidays. We believe that every day should be really okay.
Every day should be equally
okay. Okay, yeah. Every day should be pretty good. That was nice. High voice, that was nice. Every day should be that.
Which one would you pick for yourself, Kathy?
I do like New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's nice. She likes New Year's Eve.
Every New Year's Eve, it's me and my wife Jenny and Kathy, and we go on a drive. We go on a drive to a Cracker Barrel in Kentucky, and we just do it the quiet way. We sit out on the benches out front on the rockers after dinner, and we have a nice time.
Yes.
Remember, Kathy?
Oh, you have no idea how I feel about that place.
No, I really don't. I have no idea.
You're pretty close.
Okay, this is your last question, Kathy. We asked Mike to resolve a hugely important issue. Thin crust pizza or deep dish? Think about your answer, Kathy.
Well, I feel like Mike and I are one on the same plane, so I'm going to say thin because that's what I like.
Thin?
Yes.
Kathy, Mike? If I weren't married, I would marry you on this phone call right now.
We have an ordained minister.
I'm open to also a double marriage. I think if Kathy's open to a multiple partner marriage, I'm completely in because thin crust is the only pizza.
Exactly.
Kathy, congratulations. You got enough questions right to win an Ask Me Another special prize.
Thank you.
We will arrange your post-nuptial reception with Mike. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you later again in the show for your own challenge. We know that, unfortunately, not everyone lives in Brooklyn, but fear not. Now you can compete on Ask Me Another from the comfort of your own town, village, or hamlet. So if you're on a trivia quest and would like to be a phone subject, just send us an email to askmeanother@npr.org.